This is K2PCB. K2PCB, cruising along and listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you on this early January morning?
Yeah, it's good to be up this morning and moving. I will admit I was a little slow to the start, a little groggy this morning, but got up and moving. Lynn had a bit of a tummy ache last night and asked me to make her some cumin seed tea. And so it's essentially take hot water, put cumin seeds in it, let it steep. But I made a mistake and excuse me. I put cumin seeds in hot water that was already hot, put in the microwave to heat up some more, and it boiled over, making a huge mess in the microwave. And I don't know, I feel like I was running behind already as it was, so that wasn't a good start to the morning. But yeah, we're off and moving. How was your New Year's?
Our New Year's Eve was quiet. We were at home. I was in bed early. I went and shot down in Sardinia yesterday for New Year's Day, and I don't know what, I'm not sure what today's going to bring. So how was your New Year's?
Well, the New Year's Eve itself was a bit uneventful. We did not, even though we had talked about this and there were many opportunities to watch a ball drop, we didn't watch any. We too were in bed before midnight. I think we did make it to like 10 o'clock or a little after 10 because we watched the final episode of Stranger Things, and that was coming on Netflix at 8 o'clock, and that was like 2 hours and a few minutes. So we watched that and we went to bed. But it was pretty uneventful. We didn't even make our shrimp. That's a normal thing. We took it down for a few minutes earlier during the day. Like, do we want this? No, we don't have to. And we ended up putting it back in the freezer. And we're going to make a shrimp teriyaki stir fry tonight. So we're going to have that instead. But on New Year's Day, we did have people over for a mystery... murder mystery game event with we had some soups and snacks and all kinds of stuff and hung out yesterday, so we made up for it there.
Well, that sounds good. Yeah, New Year's Eve we actually made some lasagna, made a big pan of lasagna, so we've been having that a little bit. We may end up having to freeze some. But yeah, the shrimp does sound good. Karen's got something made for chicken for tonight. I'm not sure exactly. Sounds good. I can't remember what that was, but I know it sounded good. So be looking forward to that for tonight.
Yeah, I know there were quite a few people that put in PTO time already for this first day of the for the first day of the year. Any PTO today obviously comes out of the 2026 allotment. And going in today is kind of eh, but, you know, going in for one day and then back for the weekend again. So I'll probably just do a straight eight and slip on out. Got some things I want to do this weekend and a little bit of running around. Yeah, I haven't heard from Jeff in a while. I don't know, was he out at your event there in Sardinia?
No, Jeff wasn't. I don't think he's much of a trap shooter. I think he's more of a rifle pistol shooter. But he wasn't there Tuesday. And talking to Jose, it sounded like he was going to be in North Carolina most of this week. So I don't know if he's in today, or you know, if he made it back today, or he's still, or he dipped into his 2026 PTO. I don't know.
You know, I think I remember him saying he was going to be doing some traveling, so yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah, I don't know if you guys overlapped. There was this new guy, Dan. Did you meet the new guy in maintenance named Dan? I think he actually works second shift. I don't think I see him during the day normally. Tall guy, by chance?
I don't think I met Dan on second shift maintenance. I think that happened after I left.
Okay, the only reason I asked is that thing about road tripping is for Christmas. He actually went on vacation, and he went out to, what is it, Monument Valley or something like that, and he shared with me a link to his vacation videos, and it looks kind of cool, like he's road tripping and taking a picture at all of these really, really cool sites. And there's one stretch of road there where, and I wish I knew the name of it. I should probably go back and figure it out. But, you know, it's just this long, very, very straight road tips down, you know, the vast nothingness, and then out of the ground is this huge plateau. But you can see, you've got the video of it in this YouTube video. Coming up to the approach, there's like all these little pull-off spots where everyone stops so that they can take a picture of the straight road. It's like the most, you know, majestic spot, the most scenic spot along that road. And just right there in the middle of nothing, you got these pull-off spots where everyone stops to take pictures. It's kind of cool.
It does sound cool. I think I've heard of Monument Park. It's got to be someplace out west, if I remember correctly. Probably Utah, I'm thinking. I did do some work on my Linux computer yesterday. I'm getting there. I think I finally found a website that had a bunch of tips and tricks, more fixes, and I think today I should be able to get this fixed so I can boot to either the Ubuntu or the Dragon OS.
Oh, there you go. You've got a plan for the day to conquer that. Well, I wish you the best of luck in that, and ideally, hopefully, you can do it without having to reinstall. That way, if you ever did need to fix a corrupt grub loader, you could do it without losing everything.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, that I can do it with a bootable USB, which I do have, so I should be able, if I follow the instructions pretty carefully, I should be able to do it. I also was able to do the second firmware update to this radio, and it still didn't fix the volume issue, so I'm not sure what fixes they did. But it didn't fix the volume. So I'm wondering if I would be able to get an external speaker that has a volume adjustment on it. I haven't looked yet, but that was a thought that came to me this morning.
Yeah, 100%. In fact, those used to be extremely, extremely popular. HF rigs, even CB radios, you know, external mics. Depending on where you mounted your radio, you'd want to relocate your speaker, but Icon, Yaesu, they've all made some really good desk-style external speakers, which really blew away the, you know, the fidelity of the internal speaker with volume controls. Those are definitely available, and there's no reason you couldn't use something like, you know, the cheap PC speakers, which used to, again, be popular. You don't see around as much anymore, but something like that. Of course, now the wider the bandwidth of those speakers, the more noise you're going to pick up, and then you might want to start playing around with some filtering or make it a little more narrow. But yeah, those kind of speakers are definitely available.
That's cool. I kind of figured they would be. It's just I hadn't thought of it until this morning. So, you know, that'll be something to do today. It still looks like it's going to be cold, so there isn't a lot of work to do outside. It doesn't look like I need to shovel this morning. I see a dusting of snow, but nothing too bad. So how are the roads?
Yeah, the side roads in Alden were a little greasy. Once I hit Broadway, everything was fine. All the way through to Lancaster, the roads are pretty nice. In fact, they're pretty much on the black pavement, blacktop. And then the only road that's not, as I'm making my way through here, is Hinchy, as it is always. Just a little bit of powdered sugar on there, but it's not too bad. Yeah, so I'd say, yeah, they're not bad. If you need to venture out, I'd say go for it.
Yeah, we were talking that we might go down to our daughter's house. We missed our grandson's birthday celebration, so to speak. One of the other grandchildren got sick. He was having a cold, so Karen and I just kind of stayed away on New Year's Eve. So we'd like to stop down maybe today and bring him his gift. I figured the roads would be pretty decent. They were good yesterday coming back, going to and back from Sardinia. So I figured today they wouldn't be too bad either.
Yeah, at least on our way. I don't think we really got anything new since yesterday. And obviously they've been actively falling and salting. So yeah, I think he'll be okay, especially if you stay local.
Yeah, I think so. I've decided I am going to do some serious research and looking for an HF rig. So I want to get an HF radio so that I can start listening to some of those bands out there. I think I'm going to end up with an NFED half-wave antenna.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like a good way to start. Nice wire antenna, relatively easy installation, so as long as you have some good anchor points. Yeah, that sounds great.
I've also got an idea that, and I heard this on, it might have been Wednesday night, wasn't last night, definitely maybe Wednesday night, where someone had put in either an NFED or a dipole actually in their basement, and they were able to make some pretty good contacts. Obviously height helps, but just being able to put it in the basement, so that would definitely work for me. So I got some options, just got to look to see which band I will either try to design a multi-band antenna or just a single band. We'll have to see. This is KE2GDQ.
And this is K2PCV. Well, obviously, RF exposure is something you need to take into consideration. I'm sure you recall those maximum permissible exposure charts. And yeah, think about the wavelength that you're operating on. And the basement. Well, I actually have never heard of somebody having great success from their basement. I can see the attic, that's a very popular one. Just the 20-foot or 30-foot difference, depending on, even a single story. You know, you're just up, 15 to 20 feet. It's pretty good compared to the basement. But, hey, for listening, that might be a good start.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, at least for listening. That might really, be a good start and give me a chance to play. I still need to find a way to get stuff from the garage attic down into the basement. Once I can get some sort of raceway or trough or whatever you want to call it from the garage attic to the basement, then I can play a lot more. Then it'd be easier to run wire, and then that would work out really good. So just something I got to just play with. I just got to spend the time on it.
Oh, yeah, you'll get there. Yeah, think about playing and Linux, and I was doing some playing this weekend. I don't know if you remember me saying how All-Star Link doesn't support the shutdown module that Hamvoid uses. And then that's all well and good. I reached out to Techno by George, who makes the shutdown module. Doug Crompton, WA3DSV, actually got back to me. He's one of the, I don't want to say founders, but maybe very involved with Hamvoid, the fork of All-Star Link. And he basically just reiterated that they don't support All-Star Link, so they don't write code for their module to work with the other software. And so it was unfortunate, but I don't want to say I wrote it, but with the help of ChatGPT, I wrote the code for that, and I now have that up and running on my mobile node with the shutdown module, so that's working out pretty good.
Well, it's good. It sounds like we're both making headway with our computer issues. And I just got to thinking, Ross gave me this, long wire antenna, and maybe it'd be worth it just to run it in the basement for now. That way I could see if I can get some decent SDR stuff, even on my Windows laptop. I do have that software. Maybe that would be worth it to try that, just to, because it's easy. It's warm in the basement compared to outside.
Or even if your wife didn't care, you could just drape it right down a hallway or something. And I've got some guy that looks like Jeff standing right next to me outside my window here.
Well, that's cool. Well, tell him Happy New Year for me.
Happy New Year to you as well. And yeah, he did just get back.
Yeah, I bet you, I know that North Carolina, South Carolina probably wasn't warm, but it was probably not a lot of white stuff down there, so coming back to this was probably a little bit of a shock to him.
Yeah, he was just saying if he didn't have to work today, he wouldn't have been back yet. He would have continued right after it.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I probably would have done the same thing.
All right, well, it's getting close to that time. I should probably work my way there. I glanced down at my odometer here, and I see that I'm 3 miles away from a palindrome. Is that the word? I've got 39093 would be in 3 miles. Sometimes I like to capture a picture of those if I'm in a parking lot or something, but I'll be on my route home. Yeah, that's cool. All right. Well, I'll wish you luck with your projects and your running around today. And I'll go in and get this day started and get it over with. And eight hours, and I'll be back out to play again. This is KTPCB. I'll listen out for your final 7-3.
Well, have a good day at work. It should be quiet, and hopefully you can get a lot done. I remember those days when there was not a lot of people there. I did get a lot of things done, as long as some people didn't want to socialize. You know how that goes. And then enjoy your weekend and whatever you do. So this is KE2GDQ 73s, and we'll be monitoring.
KD2GDQ, KC2PET.
KC2PET, this is KE2GDQ. How are you, Ross? Haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a long couple of weeks. I'm actually ready to get back to work. I'm getting tired of being cooped up at home.